I'm Michael Wilson, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself and my wife, Rachel Wilson. And just as a context of things, the family first became a contact with Palmerston Place in 1907 when my great-grandfather, Arthur Essex Ingram, moved the organ from Palmerston Place to Gorgie Parish Church. In 1938, my grandparents, Tom and Jessie Wilson, having been in London for a long time, returned to Edinburgh and moved to Ormadale Terrace and then became members here. My grandfather had become ordained as an elder in London and then was an elder here in Precies in the 1950s. He was also a twicer, so that when we... well, I was baptised here in 1949 by the Reverend William MacDonald, and my brother was baptised in 1952 by Reverend William Barclay. The family left to go down to England, mainly Galloway Shields, for a couple of years, and I didn't come back until 1968 for university. But in the interim, we'd come back for holidays, and Palmerston Place was very much part of the household with my grandparents, so we knew very much about it because there was a lot of chatting about what was going on in the church. So I came back in 68, and that was the time that John Jack Cummings became minister, and of course he had five children, which was immediately built youth fellowship. I went around a number of churches in Edinburgh at the time, but in fact settled with Palmerston Place because of John, and settled into being here and found it a very welcoming church, so that it was very much part of what one was doing. One remembers the weekends away with the Youth Fellowship, and that was very much part of one's life at the time. Then, subsequently, we had our three children baptised here by John Cummings. And John Chalmers married all three children. Two were married in Palmerston Place. One was married in a wedding venue. So that was all these strong connections. The children attended the Sunday school, and, of course, wonderful people like... Dorothy Steele and David Boyd were very much strong figures in that. Unfortunately, our son Bruce developed leukemia when he was four, which led to him having chemotherapy for 3 years. That meant that whenever there was chicken pox in the class in the school in Dalkeith, he had to be off school for 3 weeks. But being at the Sunday school here in Palmerston, the chances of both having that were remote, so it meant he could still be mixing with other children and whatnot, and that was a real positive. Rachel, she was brought up in the Church of England. Her parents were very involved in Hexham Abbey, and indeed her uncle was a professor of theology in the University of Canterbury. Moving forwards, 1973 to 77, with my work, I was working most weekends, so didn't really attend very often. And then we went off to off to Canada from 77 to 79. All this, I'm also remembering back that when I was at the university, the Christian Union, we would go to Ward 2 at Sick Children's on a Sunday, whilst the Youth Fellowship from Palmerston Place, we used to go to Astley Ainslie to play with the children in a ward there. So those were other memories along the way, which has been one of the useful things of this exercise. So it was about 79 that we started coming regularly. And the most important things we found with Palmerston was obviously God was here, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. There were all the P's, preaching, praying, most particularly people, the fringe plays, then the Bible studies as house groups, and all the friends that we've made over the years, some of whom, of course, have passed away, but many, many other friends. Some have moved away and we still have close contacts with them. There's all the charities, the endless charities that have been involved in the raising of money for those things. There's all the hospitality activities, the coffee, the lunches, raising money for charities. There's all the musical activities, organ, piano, choral, which have been a big part of the church's activities. Not least the toddler group, which has been such a success for the church since 2000. And then, of course, one reflects back again in terms of the jazz services that we used to have way back through the festival, the jazz festival, which were just a remarkable side to things. One of the other things we remember is that our son in particular has very fond memories going back to the Sunday school and the weekends away in West Linton and Grant House, and indeed Pease Bay, that he first met through that, is a very favourite place for him and his wife to run the dogs on their way back down to Yorkshire. Other thoughts that come to my mind are the Kirk session and lots of interesting discussions, and particularly being a district elder and all the privilege of being with people in their homes, and just all the characters in the church over the years that have been a huge part of things, and not least Joyce Robertson, as Colin brought into the 150th celebration. So that's probably a resume of so many things. I could maybe just mention too my medical student friend, who by pure coincidence his grandmother attended, so this is again 1968, Palmerston Place, whilst living in the Waverley Hotel along in Princes Street, which was just another of these thoughts that's come to mind whilst thinking and preparing for this talk.
So that we've had wonderful ministers, and I've mentioned Jack Cummings and John Chalmers, but Colin Sinclair as well, who all three have been major parts of our lives and thinking and understanding of the Bible and of Jesus. And it's been wonderful to continue relationships with them, even though they've moved on. So that's particularly something to remember. And as part of being a district elder, one obviously visits and phones, and we've developed a tradition of sending postcards, which has been very much appreciated, especially by folks that are housebound or in their in a nursing home, and it allows them to have a flavour of life from different parts of the country or indeed abroad when we've been abroad on holidays. So they were some extra thoughts along the way.